Item number 22.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the 2011 professional services contract with Roshan's Omnicare for the Behavioral Health Division.
Supervisor Harris?
Madam Chair, I move approval.
Okay. We do have a motion for approval. Maybe if you want to give some background for our supervisors who weren't here in 2011, that'd be helpful.
Yes. At the end of 2011, it became clear that we were going to exceed our budget authority as it relates to the pharmacy contract by about an estimate at that time, or the bill that we had at that time was $650,000. I was concerned about that, as you might imagine, and I asked the Department of Audit to help verify that number and take a look at what were some of the causes of some of that override. There were a number of issues that were arisen. First was transfer of purchasing authority for drugs for indigent patients that are served at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Previously, we paid the medical college, who then paid the pharmacy, and that just got a little bit too roundabout, and so we had taken that over. Perhaps again, predating me, perhaps the volume had not been 100% clear. There had been some budget assumptions made. The pre-authorization issue is an issue where if a drug is not on a formulary that's on Title 19, they need to get some authorization. Those slips were appearing to us quite late, and then we had to find the right doctor. And so we have been finding the right doctors. We now have a new system in place, and it really related to about four or five different drugs. It's been under control now. Anybody that orders those drugs, no matter what payer source the patient's on, they fill out a pre-authorization sheet. And there had been some contract oversight issues, which I am trying to resolve by requesting a pharmacist, an administrative pharmacist, to join our team next year. Our contract, predating me, but when we went to a pharmacy system, then all the pharmacists left the county, and so there's no one that is a pharmacy voice that's a county employee at the moment. After all of those reviews, the Department of Audit has felt comfortable that the bill that we owe is $567,000, $594,000, and that is what we're asking permission to spend. At the end, and Alex will be coming up shortly, at our close in 2011, we did encumber $650,000 because that's what we were expecting we might have to pay. So this money is already put aside to cover this amount, and as you see, it's quite a bit less than what we had originally thought.
Okay. There you have it, in a nutshell. All right. Comments and questions from committee? Supervisor Neal's not going to touch that. Ms. Kutzke, do you have something you'd like to add? No? Just came just in case. She's the financial lady. All right. Seeing no comments or questions from committee, we do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Harris. On that motion, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, two noes. The motion is approved.
And I just would like to applaud the department's foresight in putting the money in the budget regardless of what the discrepancies were. So it's always nice when we don't have a hole.
And I should probably, again, thank the Department of Audit for their thoughtful review and making us comfortable with this number.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Before we leave the item.
Yes,
I should have done this before, and I apologize, but can we just ask Mr. Hare to, based on his audit, does he concur with this 567 number and that it should be paid?
We're treading on shaky ground because we are discussing something that is not before us. And so if you could do this in the most generic sense, that would be much appreciated because we do not and have not had the audit before us.
So Madam Chair, I think I can do so by just noting that in the correspondence you have dated August 31 from Director Clown, there's reference made to the work that our division did during the cost of pharmacy services for 2011, and we concur with the conclusion that they've reached based on our work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very much. Thank you very much. All right. Are there any other comments or questions? All right. There you go. We will move on to item number 23. Thank you, Jerry.